Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right. We have what I like to call a developing story. Because Coach was non-committal today, okay? When asked about who the starter was going to be moving forward against the Giants. Now, I just want to read to you what he said. We'll get a chance to talk to him by Thursday here on the show because, again, short turnaround. We're not there tomorrow, but we'll talk to Coach Ra on Thursday. When asked who his starting quarterback will be this week, he did not give an answer, saying they just got back and they're still going through everything. Now, I'm not going to jump the gun here, and I want to be the voice of reason for 1 second.
Right.
But I do think he's been adamant up until this point to say, we are not making a change. And now, all of a sudden, after last night, you're not answering the question. So that in itself is a little bit of a turn, okay? Again, I'm not telling you it's going to be Penix, but let me say this, Mike, and then I want to get your opinion on this. The voice of reason is, guys, look, I don't know if Raheem Morris would get fired after 1 year, but what I will tell you is that going with the veteran gives you security. Understand me. Losing with Cousins, it's hard for anybody in the organization who signed off on this to say, we never thought we'd be here with him, regardless right. of how bad he plays. We don't get in the playoffs. You went with the guy that everybody said we needed to go with. You make the change, and that same outcome occurs. It is, yes, he's the future, but we had a chance to make the playoffs. Is that viewed differently? I do not know inside of the organization. I have no idea. All I'm telling you is everybody was on the same page about Cousins, and now, for the first time all season, I'm not sure who that's going to be. We're going through things. Mike, I'm not sure where this is headed.
Yeah, it's a short work week. I know if you ever were going to go make the move to the backup. And again, Penix, we know what we've seen in a small sample size in preseason. At camp, like, he made some of the rookie mistakes. It wasn't like, you know, I've seen some of these things come out. Well, Penix looks great at camp. We saw Penix. He was doing everything that a rookie does, good things and bad things. Now, and how many reps Penix gets with Kirk Cousins getting ready for the week, Carl? You know how quick and how short that turnaround is. So when I hear, like, some things from Pat McAfee or somebody say, well, he's looking I hope so. You know me. I've been banging the drum for Penix for the last 4 weeks. I just think you've boxed yourself into this corner because, you know, the general manager, now the guy's going to get fired first. I mean, maybe be the general manager because the general manager has created this mess. You went and you had options. You could have thrown more money to the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield. You could have maybe done the Fields. Remember, I asked him about Fields. He basically laughed in my face.
Yeah.
You know, yep. you could have rolled the dice with Russell Wilson on a 1 year deal, and then Penix comes right in. And if Russell balls out, you can renegotiate. Cousins at the time was still the best available. And I'm not trying to be revisionist history here. the last thing we expected, especially, guys, after two NFC Offensive Players of the Week, the 500-yard performance, the come-behind victory against the Bucs, against the Eagles, the win against the Cowboys, is that he was just going to fall apart mentally. Just collapse to where he doesn't trust anything. He doesn't trust himself to step in the pocket, to make those same throws he was making on the road, Carl, in Tampa Bay, threading the needle to Darnell Mooney in the end zone between defenders. Now he can't. He's got dumped. He's got checkdowns to Pitts. Pitts is involved now, but it's not even close to being explosive. Zach Robinson. I don't think Zach Robinson in a million years expected this to be the Kirk Cousins he'd be dealing with down the playoff stretch, right?
No.
So I mean, I just think you're just gonna have to. If you're Raheem Morris, you got to make a decision, man. You got to tell your buddy Fondo whatever. You can say, look, I got to win some games here, man, and I can't be one dimensional. Last night was a farce. Last night was pathetic. Kirk Cousins can't do the job.
Yeah.
And we love this man. And it breaks my heart to say it. You heard the bromance I had. It's like, Kirk, remember when you threw that ball? He's been kicking butt. But Penix, I got to see what Penix is. And I can't, Carl, Penix cannot do any worse. And maybe Penix gives you a spark. Maybe Penix comes in and the team reacts to it. And all of a sudden, the things that aren't happening and what Zach Robinson is trying to start happening. Because he's got footwork. He's got athleticism. No, he's not a dual threat, but he can move around in the pocket more than Cousins can right now.
All right, let's talk about the follow-up to Raheem.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Or saying, I have not made, again, quote, declining to answer who the quarterback will be Sunday against the Giants. Here's the follow-up. And again, to me, this is a turn, Mike. I mean, we're up there every week. We know. He was asked about why he won't switch to Michael Penix. Here was the quote today. It's just an initial plan. Follow me now. On how you want to go about your business and how you want things to happen. But also, listen closely. We have to win. We're going to do whatever is best for us to win as many games as we can win this season.
So now you're talking in circles.
No, he just hadn't said that. He's been saying, Cousins is our guy. We do have an initial plan. This is the plan. We're going to stick by it. That last part, he hasn't said all year.
Man. But still,
it's not talking in circles. He's saying we've got to win.
An initial plan on how you want to go about your business and how you want things to happen. That's just corporate nonsense doublespeak.
He said that to us.
It drives me crazy. That's what I'm saying. I compare him to Dan Quinn. He's talking out of both sides of his head with that.
Is he? He said that the entire time. The part he hasn't said is
We have to win, and we're going to do whatever is best for our team.
Well, if you're
going to maybe he has, but not in the context of the quarterback
but
stuff.
But again, to me, this is more word salad, because if you're going to start Michael Penix Jr. against the Giants, you make the announcement today, and he gets all the reps, and you go to work. You're not going to do this on Wednesday. They announce Penix is coming in on a short week.
I'm not going to tell you it's Penix, because everything we've been told is that they weren't going to do this.
We're not going to see Penix.
I'm not going to jump the gun here and tell you that this automatically means this. What I do think is he's telling us they are talking about it just like we are. And maybe 2-3 weeks ago, they weren't, Mike. Mm. Maybe they weren't as concerned about
it. Okay.
2-3 weeks ago.
But I mean, again, where's the sense of urgency? The Buccaneers have already leapfrogged you. You know, you don't control your destiny. You need everybody in front of you. You need the Seattle Seahawks to lose all their games. You need the Commanders to lose. You got to beat the Commanders. And you need the Bucs, certainly, and that's for the wild card. To win this division, you need the Dallas Cowboys or somebody to knock off the Bucs. And you got to win out.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. Let us know what you think. Just giving you the info. I have no idea whether a decision would be made. What do I think? I think we got to do exactly what he said, what's best for the team. But I've been saying that for 3 weeks. And when we get shut down with, we are starting this guy and that this is our plan, there's nothing. I said it earlier. What do you want me to do? There's nothing more I can say to him in the face when we're face-to-face with him. And he's looking me in my eye and going, Dukes, this is what we're doing. Okay. 404-726-0929.
Because as we know, and around the league, people are saying, I mean, you're gonna have a lame duck in Kirk Cousins that you'll never be able to move off the roster. Because the only way this gets any better is Kirk Cousins figures this out. We win the season. Kirk Cousins wins a playoff game, and we've restored our confidence in our quarterback. Not that he's fallen off the table the way Matt Ryan did in Indianapolis. Because that's what it looks like to most people, including guys who cover the sport for a living and guys calling the game last night, and Lewis Riddick and Orlovsky.
And here's the other part of this, by the way. And again, I'm not running anybody out of town. I want us to win. And if it's Cousins, great. If it's not, whatever that's going to take. But at the end of the day, Mike, if you have to take a cap hit next year, so be it.
Well, it's.
We're acting like we got, you know, like we haven't done this in the past. If we got to take a cap hit, so be it.
Now, the good news is your core young pieces are there, you know, in Bijan and Drago. Eventually, you're going to make a decision with Pitts. Make him sing for his supper next year. You know, your core group is there. You know, defensively, we've got some veterans. But, Carl, it's not ideal, but it's not as bad as the situation you were in 2020 and 21.
No. I mean, like, everybody's, like, tripping off of it. Like, if you got to do that, that's big boy football. Guy's not getting it done. We got to take the hit.
But what team is going to – the guys are saying, well, you got to trade him. What team is going to take Kirk Cousins the way he looks now? I mean, what are you going to – you're going to dump him on somebody like, I don't know, Cleveland or whatever, and you're going to pay $25 million of it?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't seem like a plan either.
All right. This is, as I said, a developing story.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.